HVX, mobile.
Roger. And C9B coming off the black hole.
Through it, made the vehicle switch. How are you this morning, Leon?
Doing good. I hope you had a good night last night. Wide-eyed, bushy-tailed this morning. Ready for another day?
Good night last night, but I don't know about the wide-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Hey there. Yeah, I really didn't want to get up early this morning either, but here I am. Rocking it like a rock star. Rock star, right?
But I guess I was up before the alarm clock went off this morning, so I done went over and got fuel and made the trip down the mountain, and they got my day started.
Yeah, I also woke up before the alarm clock. It can be a habit, I guess. And I didn't get any fuel this morning. Got that the other day. I'll probably top it off when I get back up the mountain this afternoon. Looks like it'll be cleared out. I contemplated driving a motorcycle, but if the driveway wasn't so darn damp, I hate to slip and drop the bike this morning. That'd be no fun. So I opted for the truck. Just tore down the mountain. Joined the beautiful ride, the music, and heard somebody in there earlier. I mean, I don't know who it was. Probably about 30 minutes ago.
He probably. I've called out 3 or 4 times. I talked to David early this morning.
But you then. You are the early bird. You got way up before the alarm clock. I didn't get that far up. I think I woke up like 3:15, something like that.
I was, but I get up and leave. I don't sit around.
Pulled over and lay there for another 15 minutes and then turned the alarm off on my phone and checked the headlines if anything major happened last night. Moved on. Got up. Got Cadillac-ing.
Roger that. Well, like I said, I talked to David this morning. He's doing good. Enjoying it. I'm sure he's enjoying his second or third cup of coffee by now. But making my trip down the mountain, and I'm listening to the news as I was coming down.
KFW Mobile.
Good morning, Kent. NC9B.
MKO4HGX.
Hope everybody's doing well.
Lament the fact that we woke up before the alarm clock this morning. How about you? Did the alarm go off, or did you have to wake up before it?
No, the alarm went off, and I got up, did my thing, and then I sat 30 minutes, scrolled through the news, and drank coffee.
All that sitting around and drinking coffee, I just get up, get dressed, and get my stuff loaded and out the door. And then I take my news in as I'm traveling.
Mobile.
NC9B.
KO4HGX.
Good morning, Eric. KN4TFW. Their news are saying southbound don't look good.
I'm currently exploring alternate routes.
You notice the silt fence up all the way up and down 25? They were doing it yesterday on the way home, so they must be getting ready to start some kind of construction on the rest of it.
Struggling here. Did you see that tractor trailer coming down the mountain? Got a real bad smell of, I don't know, hydraulic or... Yeah, it's probably more like hydraulic fluid. I'm trying to find the air recirculating or something after the smell. It's lit.
The tractor and trailer sitting there on the way down. It lights on when I come through. I don't know what he done.
But he lost the line. Ran out of transmission, maybe? Maybe it's transmission fluid. I feel for him.
Hey, what's going on 85 this morning?
They closed at exit 100, and they got southbound closed at 92, I think.
Or they just closing it to work on it.
Not for fun.
This thing shut down yesterday for an accident, fatality.
Right there on the Green River Bridge, looks like.
Couple in an asphalt truck. Husband just passed away. And I think the wife was in surgery last I heard.
Oh, because that's a construction zone. You're not supposed to be going that fast.
Somebody said a guy lost control of the truck, the asphalt truck. I don't know. They'll come out in an investigation.
Drew, KO4HKX.
Morning, Andrew. KN4TSW.
NC9.
I agree. Y'all are right. Traffic, they just like stop it and repave the area just for fun of it. Been so far.
So good. Truck's still running all week, so can't really complain about anything.
Can't complain. What's your overall feel on Santee?
Fake, but I don't know why. I struggled to even see a minnow in the edge of the water there, and it was where we were at. You know, the lake's not deep to start with, and so it wasn't very deep, and it didn't drop off very quickly. So, I mean, we really struggled. I think I caught one little bream, you know, in a place where I should have caught hundreds.
It's always been kind of funny, those lakes.
Have a boat, it's not a good fishing lake if you got to fish from the bank.
Like that, they don't, you know, the pond basically sits where it's too shallow.
Perch snails and mussels in there, but that was about it.
My son and I went down to Lake Greenwood, and they got a lot of shells down there.
We're moving again, W2JKT.
Get on a two-wheel death missile. Just passed me flying out here on 290 in the groove part of the road.
60's too slow on the 25 there, so guy rocketed past me. And I just made the turn on the 290, and guy tailgated me, so I just pulled off and let him go around.
Meaning this morning, so they're supposed to have their brains back in their heads so they know how to drive.
Patrick.
About to get that new line straightened out there for running that new vehicle.
Slowly settling down. I mean, it's still pretty rough, and people still have a lot of issues, but it's calming down slowly. Not going fast enough for me, but still driving me crazy. Hopefully today. Yesterday wasn't that bad of a day. It kind of got a little bad towards the end. I think as people get tired, but hopefully today will stay good. But yeah, I mean, we're getting there. People are learning how to do it, how to deal with it, and it's getting better slowly.
Today's a good day for you. Things go smooth.
And the port workers are thinking about going on strike on October 1st.
A little bit about that yesterday afternoon.
More money, and they want them to do away with, abandon all plans for any kind of automation.
No, because we're trying to ship as many cars as we can build of the new one. You know, BMW had the big recall on the brake system, and they had not stopped production on the new, the bigger SUV, which is the bigger money maker because of the brake system, and they're going to try to fix it all before they ship them out. So those are delayed. Obviously, they won't make as much money this year as they wanted to. So you shut the port down, that's going to mess it up even worse.
The West Coast port, they were talking about shutting down, and I believe, I don't remember for sure. How much will that affect y'all, Andrew?
It's probably not as bad. Most of our cars ship out of Charleston. I was thinking you were talking about that one.
Yeah, they were saying the East Coast and the Gulf, there was like 39 ports.
Got it backwards, they're going to route everything to the West Coast then.
Got a union attempt service and let it go at that.
But right now with the current labor relations board, they're all gung-ho about it.
1,000. Amazon's making everybody come back to the office 5 days a week. So I'm sure there are going to be layoffs there too, or separation in there anyway.
Learned a very hard lesson.
And they're wanting people to quit. It's a way to avoid calling it a layoff.
Throw it. Best talent, because really good talent can still get work from home jobs.
You'll lose plenty of the wrong people.
Usually lose the wrong people, don't they?
And I was reading an article. Stellantis and UAW had that agreement about the, I think it was a Durango plan or something. I can't remember exactly which one it was. And they haven't opened it back up because, you know, Stellantis is saying it's not the right conditions for the market. And now the UAW is wanting to strike because they haven't opened it back up. So you're just going to build cars for no reason just so you can put these people back to work. Eventually end up pulling out of the country. I don't think they'll stay here because they're not a U.S. company anymore.
Take over Chrysler if they do.
Just move operations.
Keep it and just move their operations.
I think that'd be a safe bet. I mean, either that or they'll move it somewhere where they don't have to worry about unions as bad.
What was it, last week or week before, Volkswagen is talking about laying off first time in like 40 years.
Is it trouble again for cheating on emissions?
One yet.
Yeah,
I had to pay all the fines that they got the last time, I can't remember, but I heard something about their emissions cheating recently, so maybe that was it.
I hadn't heard anything on that one. The last thing I heard on emissions cheating was Cummins and their debacle they got into.
Yeah, what did they do?
Got emissions cheating devices or software on their diesel trucks. Leon, what year was it from?
I don't recall the exact years. It was like Mazda 17, and it's in the recall. Yeah, please bring your truck in so we can detune your truck and put it in compliance, please.
Right on that.
I want to add a backup camera, but in order for them to activate that through the software, you got to take it to the factory, to the dealership, and I don't want the dealership tampering with my emission stuff, but they might do it anyway. So I don't know what their policy. I've got to talk to the service rep, because I don't want the upgrade. Playing the fifth on that one.
For Massachusetts or California, you might have to take it in because they will block your registration renewal on an emissions recall.
Quiet, Eric. Don't give them any ideas. Run around with the idea of just doing a whole delete on it. Take all that stuff off.
A pickup truck, but you can't find anybody to do it anymore and you can't get the parts anymore because they've started cracking down on it so much.
Be crafty with it.
The tune loaded in that disables all that stuff, otherwise the engine will not run, so you gotta find somebody that can still do the programming.
Programmer, just do it yourself.
Program.
Modify the settings in the program. That's all you gotta do.
Anybody in the Bahamas that would do all the stuff for my truck, but then they got nipped by customs, and so now they can't ship anything into the U.S. anymore.
Canada, I think, is still doing it.
They won't do it for U.S. customers anymore.
NC9B. They can probably pay for itself once you got it done.
And my truck is like $6,000.
That's because you're offsetting your carbon emissions with the EV vehicle, so they should let you modify the other one to make it work.
My little generator on my trailer hitch on my EV and just use it to charge the battery as I go, and that way I'm driving a diesel again.
Well, gentlemen, I'm here at work, so I'm going to go ahead and shut the truck off and head on in. Y'all have a good one. Be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you maybe later today or tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clearing y'all's final.
Andrew, good to talk to you this morning. And guys, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm here where my first stop. Good to talk to all of you. Have a safe trip, the rest of the ride, and then maybe I'll talk to you this afternoon. KO4HKX.
jump off here too, because Courtney's up a little as well. So, anyway, guys, have a great day, and I'll talk to y'all soon. W2JKT.
See you, Eric. It's E9V. Just me and you, Ken?
Yeah, I think so. 7-3, Eric. Hey, what do you think about all those exploding pagers and radios?
Damn radio. I wonder if it's got any explosives in it. Somebody need to open it up and take a look. What, 2 ounces now?
Figure out where everybody's hiding at, huh? Just blow up all their equipment.
That first part of that, Ken. As of what's the going rate? 2 ounces worth?
Staticky.
Captain. As of what's the going rate, I have to look at the radio and make sure I don't have anything that'll be worth, make 2 ounces worth.
How they did it or what they did, they must have confiscated a bunch of them and doctored them all up. I don't know how they're triggering them off, though.
That hard to do, because a certain number and a certain character. If you don't get those two combinations, it won't go off.
Go off at the same time.
New kind of counterterrorism, I think. Well, because you can track them. I think they definitely know what pagers and radios now.
Still use pagers.
I showed on TV, on the news, was an ICOM. I guess these are ICOM radios.
ICOM I'm talking on right now, but fortunately I bought it like 5 years ago.
These were set up to be delivered only to the certain people. I'm sure that's all that way.
Here to use a radio or a pager, we'll be back to using pigeons.
Making a statement. Have them all go off at one time? That's making a statement.
I want to carry one.
Is it terrorism when you use terrorism to kill a terrorist? That is the question.
Depends on which judge you talk to.
Fire with fire, yes. It's E9B.
Why did regular gasoline go up so much? 30-something cents. KN4 PFW.
Now, I don't know. I keep up with gas as much as I do the diesel.
Wade Hampton yesterday was 242 and now it's 279.
Winter blend, who knows? I reassigned my job this morning. I guess I changed the swap vehicles. Let's see, 337-520. That's what I'm driving. The Freightliner. Yeehaw. Not.
Aggravating driving a different one every day.
It's not aggravating. It's just a thing. That's all. It's not bad. It's not good. It's just another thing. Yesterday, the Freightliner, it didn't want to back up, and one of the docks that I had to hit yesterday was kind of a little slight uphill. That thing did not want to go up the hill. Usually you take your brake, you put off the brake, and it just kind of creep back. No, you had to hit the accelerator for it. Of course, that really engages it. It must have lurched back, so after about 15 times of doing that, I finally just slammed into the turn dock. I couldn't get it back any other way. It was terrible.
Driver, he comes in for, I think it's highway transport. I think he drives a Volvo. Boy, that sucker struggles on a hill when it's loaded.
Well, excuse me, the Freightliners are the ones that are struggling.
It used to do that back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Is they want to scale back and scale down and make it nice and slim and fuel efficient. It just robs the trucks of the power. But I'm here at work too, Ken, so I'm going to sign with you. Have a great day. It's a beast I'm looking at right now. I'll talk at you later. Have a great day. Stay safe. NC9B, clear up yours.
7-3, Leon. Be safe. Have a safe day. And we'll catch you later. KN4, GFW.